September 9th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I wish to speak today about pride. Pride is full of self-interest. This disordered self-love desires everything its own way. If it is set against, it becomes angry and unreasonable. Pride places self first, ahead of God and neighbor. It is pride which easily gives in to hidden agendas, jealousy, and possessiveness. Pride is full of guile and manipulation. Pride has difficulty forgiving and easily accepts the burden of grudges. Pride cannot make allowances for others' mistakes. You can easily see that it is always pride which opposes holy love and therefore the kingdom of God in hearts. Pride stands between the heart of the world and the New Jerusalem. In order to deepen his journey into the chambers of our united hearts, the soul must, with honesty, ferret out the areas of pride in his heart. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7, and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion, but denying the power of it. Avoid such people.